In the Peruvian city of Perua, there was a young boy aged just 10 years old who lived in a tiny shack with his mum, Garcia Bailey. She had dark hair and skin. Her parents were from Africa but then moved to Peru before she was born. Their tiny shack only had running water for 2 hours of the day, and their electricity illegally wired from the city grid. Young Rodrigo was a boy with high hopes. He had brown hair and brown eyes with tanned skin. His aim was to be in the government and affect country's decisions. As a boy, Rodrigo had no friends but got perfect grades in school. He wasn't in any sports teams. He spent all his free time practicing speeches and debates against himself. Fast forward 2 years, and Rodrigo finishes primary school top of his class with perfect grades, and he is getting ready to go to school. The morning of his first day of middle school, his mother called him to the couch. "Son, this year I want your main goal to be making friends. You should be out playing, not talking to yourself." Rodrigo replied, "But Mom, it is very hard and I am fine by myself." "Son, try to find people with common interests. Anyway, you have to get going for school. You don't want to be late on your first day." When Rodrigo was going to school, he had an idea. He should create a school debate team so that he could find people that also like debating and making speeches. He knew if he wanted to create a debate team, he would need to persuade the principal with an incredible speech. So every day after school, he would work on his speech after his homework. Then after about a month of preparing, he decided that his speech was ready. One day after school, he went to the principal and told him about his idea and how it would help with kids' grades. The verdict was that he could start his club, but needed at least 6 members by the end of the week. He was extremely happy and proud. He rushed home to tell his mother. She was also very proud. Then he started to make a poster to show kids so they would join. The first day was not a success. Nobody was willing to join. The next day, however, a boy named Lucas found it interesting and signed his name on the paper. Lucas had blue eyes, blonde hair, and light skin. Lucas was slightly wealthier than most people in the school, so he could also afford to make a poster and started promoting the club. By the end of the penultimate day, the debate team had 5 members, which meant they had 1 day left to get 1 member. During the final day, the 5 members tried as hard as they could to get the final member. At the end of the day, all members but Lucas, none of the members had a new member. Rodrigo was distraught. He had worked so hard and it was all for nothing. Rodrigo started to leave the school, but suddenly Lucas screamed his name. Rodrigo looked back at Lucas, who was running, and Lucas screamed, "I got the final member!" Rodrigo ran to Lucas and checked the sheet. Surely enough, the 6 signatures were there. The 6 members ran to the principal, who told them that they would host the club once a week on Wednesday. The same day, Rodrigo ran home and told his mother, who was very proud of her son. Throughout middle school, the club continued with the same 6 members, and Rodrigo continued to achieve perfect grades throughout middle school. This led to him receiving a scholarship from Lima Senior High School, which is located in the richest part of Lima, which is the capital. His mother was extremely proud of him. He continued through high school and met a new best friend named Santiago. Santiago had dirty blonde hair and brown eyes. They were best friends for three years, till Rodrigo decided to stop being friends with him and focus on his grades. This decision shocked his mother, who was very disappointed in him. Then the disappointment changed to proudness after getting a scholarship to UCLA. Then Rodrigo had moved and now was boarding in the campus. Rodrigo had gone into a new friend group of 7 kids. His best friend was a boy named Hunter. Hunter was from the US but used to live in Japan. He had brown hair and brown eyes. He went through school getting good grades as he had done throughout his life. After graduating from UCLA, he wanted a job in the government. Usually he would need previous job experiences, but after looking at his grades at UCLA and his high school, the government decided to give him a job there. Due to his powerful speaking skills and him being fluent in four languages, he was announced as the new Secretary of State. He worked in that position for 15 years, then retired and lived in the island of Hawaii with his mother. He got married to a girl named Tori. She had brown hair but dyed it blonde. She had brown eyes and was from Switzerland. They got married in Hawaii and had two kids, a boy and a girl. The boy was named Diogo and the girl was named Christina. They both had dirty blonde hair and brown eyes. They were a happy family and stayed in Hawaii. Then at the age of 101, Rodrigo died due to a heart attack. During his funeral, many speeches were said about his very great life, all due to his hard work.